you know, it's got to be hard for any celebrity, male or female, when you're married to someone like a Hulk Hogan, Gene Simmons, you know, that kind of deal. You've got to be willing to somebody has to take second, you know, place. And like Ozzy Osbourne, his wife obviously rules that house. And Ozzy is the big star on stage. But at the house, he is second fiddle. And somebody's got to be second. And it's hard to do.
Now, that's very interesting you mentioned Ozzy Osbourne, because in the various articles I've written for, you know, Fox News, New York Observer, etc., I've been talking about the curse of the reality show. And there are so many examples, Danny, of relationships that just fell apart. Jessica Simpson and Nick Leitch, Carmen Electra and Dave Navarro, Britney Spears and Kevin, Travis Barker and Shanna, Danny Bonaducci and Gretchen, Kathy Griffin and Matt Moline.
Well, you know all these names, wow.
Yeah, and then, ready for this one, Liza Minnelli and David Jack.
Yeah, that was bizarre.
Now, they started taping that show, and they had to stop it because they divorced before they could even do
so bizarre.
Taping. But here's, you know, and in a moment I'll explain why I believe all these relationships fell apart, all these marriages and relationships fell apart, and why the Osbournes didn't.
All right.
And I'm going to start backwards by talking first about why Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne didn't break up in spite of the so-called curse of the reality show. They'd already been married for so many years, and they had already passed all the possible tests you could throw at them. Because, look, you got to remember this, right? First, he admits it himself. Years of drug taking had killed off so many of his brain cells.
No kidding.
But here's the difference, right? The cameras and producers didn't have to direct the family to create drama and conflict. There was already a hugely dysfunctional family. But, and here's the big but, Sharon had already survived 19 years of marriage to Ozzy. But surviving those 19 years, because remember, as far as Linda Hogan was concerned, you know, it's almost 24 years there, she'd already survived 19 years as well. But here's the difference. In the 19 years of marriage to Ozzy, she had survived years of alcoholism, drug abuse, and animal abuse. I mean, this guy was so crazy, he bit off the head of a live bat on stage during a concert. I don't know. I don't remember how that, but I think like there was someone in the audience, some fan threw a bat at him. I don't know how they came into the concert with a bat. He takes the bat. He's, you know, so high and whatever, drugs, life, alcohol. He bites the head of the bat.
Unreal.
I mean, he was crazy, but here's the biggest one. She was his manager, so that automatically changes things. And 12 years ago, he became so violently drunk that he attempted to kill his wife. Now, if she can survive that and still be with him 12 years later, then I think they've already passed all the possible tests. And again, notice the difference in the dynamic. She was his manager. So you said it correctly when you said she was happy for him to have all the limelight, but at home, she was the brains.
Yeah.
She was the one that ruled the house. So it was a different dynamic. Their marriage wasn't a typical marriage, and the cameras weren't going to screw them up. They already were screwed up. They already faced all the challenges and tests. Now the cameras are just looking in. On all the other reality shows, the producers are hoping that there's going to be more conflict and more drama.
Yeah, isn't that kind of sick, though?
Well, unfortunately, that's how TV is. And, you know, of course, all of the producers go, oh, no, we don't do that, we don't do that. Yes, you do. Of course you do.
Of course.
That's how you cast the people. In fact, not going to name which network, but one network that does do a lot of reality would often make sure that they were choosing cast members that had a lot of emotional problems and would try and have conflict. And occasionally they would go in there and try to, you know, during the night, talk to them to tell them about things that were happening to try and get them to argue with each other.
Yeah, I believe it.
So they try to create the conflict. And I don't believe that because it's called reality, it is therefore real. No, it's not. But anyway, to answer your question, you know, I think we've got to remember that too, that the primary concept of any reality show is to create and expose drama, conflict, and escalated emotions. So those producers are going to do whatever they need to do to try and get that result. They're going to cast a couple that's already a household name and that's most likely to make sparks. You know, if you enter in The View, I don't know if it's the green room, but one of the rooms says, make sparks.
Really?
Meaning before you go on set, we want you to make sparks. We want to create, you know, create something exciting. And that's an interesting term because the producers of reality shows seek out and promote storylines that will lead to those sparks. You know, that's what television's about. It's about sparks. If it just was nice television, you know, watching two cub lions play, we'd get bored. But when the cub lions are tearing at each other's throats, we're, whoa, check this out. Having said all of that too, Danny, there is a huge psychological impact and dynamic that occurs for the people that are involved in the reality show. That's those in front of the camera. When you're in front of a camera for a great length of time, it triggers various automatic behavioral responses. The first is the subconscious desire to please others, to gain their approval. So when you are trying to do that, you're going to say and do the kind of things that you believe others expect of you. So you're going to play it up. You're going to ham it up, as they say, because you think that's what everyone wants. The second thing, and this is a key, is what I call emotional nakedness. When you're in front of the cameras, and I noticed this even when I was on Montel, I watched the people. Something happens to you where your critical defenses are lowered and you tend to blurt out and act out the truth. When I use the term the truth, I'm saying what we truly think and feel in our subconscious mind. That's the things that we usually try to hide, contain, or control. But now that you're, like, nervous, you blurt out what you're really feeling because you don't have as much time to go, let me structure this carefully. Let me carefully state what I'm going to say. That's why attorneys are paid so much, because they've got such great practice that even under pressure, under stress, or even if they're nervous, they don't blurt out the wrong things. They've already rehearsed it so many times. Now, there's a couple of other reasons, too, that reality shows easily break up marriages or ruin the marriage. There's a huge emotional strain of being followed around continuously by TV cameras. It robs the reality stars of their freedom and private thoughts. And you have to have privacy and personal time for reflection as an important component of mental and emotional health. Now, remember, too, some of these tapings, Danny, you know, we see them and we think the show's 30 minutes or an hour long. They've been taping all day. They might be taping from 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock at night or later. So you never really get this alone time, and it's equivalent to being at work for that amount of time. So there's also a physical and mental strain. Now, here's the other really interesting dynamic. When there's a camera following you around, eventually that camera takes on almost a persona. That means it's almost like a person that's invading your personal space, judging your every thought, your every action, your every response, and you have very little time for a true rest and break. So you've always got to keep up. You've always got to be on. And that leads to frustration, to irritability, to arguments, to defensiveness and anger. Then what you talked about before about, you know, who wants to be in the limelight, that's what happened with Jessica and Nick. The exposure, the publicity, and the fame can result in a loss of a sense of who am I really. It can transform your values, and you can get lost in it so that you start to think you're something bigger than you're not. And that was the battle between Jessica and Nick. She wanted the limelight. And here's another interesting thing. In their case, because they were newlyweds, it stole, you know, they didn't really get to, they didn't really know each other.
That's a real good point. It was very early in their marriage.
So they didn't really know each other, but through the cameras and being and watching each other, they got to know each other, but I think too quickly they weren't ready. Finally, in the case of a married couple, the TV cameras and reality show will rob the couple of what is so important, the critical, personal, private time for intimacy. And I'm not talking about sexual intimacy, I'm talking about emotional intimacy, where they can speak from their heart and talk about what they're really feeling and be vulnerable. And that's very rare when they've got cameras following them. So these are all the dynamics that come into play. And it's funny because it was obvious that Jessica and Nick were going to break up. But you know what the most interesting thing of all of these breakups? The women have gone on to do better than the men.
Well, you know, it's a good point.
Jessica, Carmen Electra, Britney Spears, Danny, Kathy Griffin, and even Liza. All of them have done better.
And why is that?
Now, that's a question I have an answer for right now.
Okay.
I don't know. I wonder if it's we feel sorry for them or we sympathize and empathize more for them, or maybe they're just better looking and we want to keep looking at them versus their partner.
You know, fame is a weird thing because when that Jessica Simpson show was on, everybody made fun of her. She was a lightning rod for jokes, you know, the airhead blonde and the goofy stuff she said, whether it was real or rehearsed or whatever. And then, you know, after the divorce, you kind of maybe you feel sorry. America is weird with personality. We beat them down so much, and then we kind of feel sorry, and we want to build them back up again. And it's just this weird ride. And I wonder what it's like on the other end, you know, to be these people. And besides being wealthy and famous, it's got to be emotionally very strange to go up and down in popularity. And 1 minute you're a hero, next minute people are making jokes about you on Jay Leno.
The smart ones don't read the press and don't watch any press about themselves, whether it's through TV, radio, or print. Because if you do that, you then automatically become attached to what the public thinks of you, and you start to believe what they say. You have to separate yourself from it and stay true to who you are. Because I have been there when I was doing radio and television where people would make all sorts of comments or beliefs, and you would easily get attached. And with some of the people that I work with, I tell them you must separate yourself from these comments, or you have to get yourself, and you have to be very secure in yourself, to get to the place where you go, wow, great, they're talking about me, and laugh at it. Almost like viewing a caricature or a cartoon of yourself. You can't take it seriously. And only very few people are good at that, because the people that are truly secure can watch someone draw a cartoon or a caricature of them and go, yeah, I do have a big nose. Yeah, I do have a long chin. Because if you can't do that, and if you take yourself too seriously, then you will be screwed up by what the media says and what the public says. Because I can tell you, based on, you know, what's happened recently with Hulk Hogan and his wife, the bloggers out there are very mean. Some of them are saying such mean things about Linda, and some of them are saying such mean things about Hulk. And, you know, once that happens and people start to take sides, it affects you. You've already got all the challenges within the relationship and with whatever's happening with your TV show or your movie or your career. Now you're faced, or you're forced to face and confront the horrible criticism, condemnation, and judgment of the public. And some people on blogs say really, really mean things.
Well, I guess the last question I'd ask you about this, Patrick, is would you ever do a reality show? On you, following you around 24/7?
Oh, that's a good question. As long as I'm not married and they're following us around, I can handle the cameras following me around. I don't have a problem with that because, you know, I do radio interviews with you. I go on the TV. And I used to have, you know, my own show in Australia. I was a TV political reporter, so I was able to handle that. I did also have a radio talk show where people used to call in. I think, in fact, I'd be better now than if it happened 10 years ago or more, because you really got to believe in who you are. And you've got to know when you're acting and when you're not.
All right, that's good.
Why did the women do better? And I noticed that a lot of the women also went on to play or portray themselves as very sexy women. Jessica went on and did Starsky and Hutch, and what role did she play in that? Very sexy. Brittany was doing the same thing. She kept that up for a while until all the other problems arose. But I think that's another aspect of it. It's about reinventing yourself or rebranding yourself or building on your strengths. Whereas a lot of them just fall by the wayside, I think, because for the guys, see, remember too, in most of those cases, the women were more famous than the men, like Kathy Griffin with Matt, Jessica and Nick, although they both were, you know, not A-listers, A-list celebrities by any means, Brittany and Kevin. So the guy is already in their shadow. So once that breaks up, it's even harder for the guy to get back. Look at what happened to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez.
Sure.
Now, he was already really big, but the problem was that Jennifer had a different kind of fan base. See, fans are much more devoted to a pop star or a singer or a musician than they are to a movie star. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, because I play music for a living, and I see the fanaticism. If you have a couple hits, you're going to have fans for life. They may dwindle, you know, from 10,000 to 500 after 20 years, but you'll still make a living, and you better not say one word about them or you'll hear from them.
And that's why Michael Jackson has survived all the trials and tribulations that he's had to go through. The difference between a movie star or any of these, you know, celebrities who basically are, you know, film, television, and a musician or singer-songwriter is that when someone writes a song or when you've bought their CD or you listen to their music, it affects you much more deeply and you take it with you because you're listening to it so much more often. You'll see a movie a couple of times, but you'll listen to that song so many times.
Yeah, you're right.
Then you might go to the concert, and then you'll hear it on the radio, and then you'll share that song with other people, and then you'll dance to it in a club or a bar or somewhere. So that music enters you much, I believe, much more deeply than an acting role because, you know, whoever it is, Nicole Kidman, Al Pacino, any actor or actress, they're playing different roles all the time. But your singer, you know, any of the country singers that you feature on your show, they're not that they're static or stagnant, but they're stable. Mm-hmm. They have a persona and an image. That persona image may grow and evolve, but it still has the same core. Whereas Nicole Kidman is playing lots of different roles. So if I fall in love with this role, I might hate her in the next role.
Makes sense.
You know, so I think that's also a big difference of why it's easier for the music stars to outlive some of the movie stars in terms of, you know, popularity and celebrity status, and why they go on to be very successful.